Ambassador Bible Center.
I was looking to change myself. I wanted to truly feel that God's word was my foundation, not just somebody telling me it was my foundation.
I've grown up in a church, but even though I think I've proven everything to myself, I find that I haven't always. And there's always these little things that can be firmed up a bit.
One thing I wanted to get out of while I was here, to really cement things, not only in my mind, but in the way that I do things, so that not only am I talking the talk, but I'm kind of walking the walk as well.
I had finished college, I'd lived abroad, I'd done a lot of different things, but I felt like I needed to take some time before I went into a career and really make sure that my focus was right.
I had to basically quit my career of 6.5 years. I'd committed myself a little too much to the worldly things, and I felt that God was saying, you know, where's your focus? Where are you putting your treasure right now?
And so I came to ABC really looking for that foundation, that relationship with God, relationship with his people, and really making sure that my beliefs were my beliefs and were solid.
The main thing that I wanted was just a really good environment where people are always trying to live God's way, and I wanted to be part of that environment. I've heard it described before as a kind of like an 8-month feast of tabernacles, and I was really looking forward to that.
I remember last year when we had a number over to our house, one of the things that my wife liked to ask was, why did you come to ABC? Why are you here? And so often the answer that we got was a very sincere answer. The students, young people, were saying, well, we grew up in the church and we like it. We've enjoyed it. We like summer camp. We like the things that we're doing, but it's always been our parents' church and we'd like it to be ours.
I was very excited. I knew from the moment I started making my plans coming here, this was in many ways going to be an adventure.
We've been preparing for several weeks and months for your arrival, and we're excited to have you here, so welcome.
The purpose of the video is to inform people, especially inform some of the young people out there, what ABC is about.
We want to let the church open the door a little bit, let them look into ABC and see what happens here day in and day out, and why we're doing what we're doing.
The vision of education in the church for our youth can be drawn from the book of Proverbs, perhaps more than any other place in the Bible, where it establishes over and over again that the fear of the Lord is the foundation of knowledge. If young people can have a foundation of biblical knowledge, it establishes them for the rest of their lives, their actions, their behaviors, their thoughts, and that only ends up in blessings for them and blessings for those with whom they come in contact, and by extension, eventually the entire church.
We also want to let everybody know that we're excited about the expansion of the ABC program. We think it's going to have a more profound and a deeper effect for our young people. They're going to learn better.
We hope that your journey here will be a unique experience for all of you. I'll tell you why, because in all the educational opportunities you have had, you've never had an educational institution that was for you. You always had to say, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do the other.
My first impression of being up here was how welcoming everybody was.
Our activities are scheduled when you can go to them, and all the activities are designed to help you become better.
They were quick to warn us that the day after orientation, we needed to fasten our seatbelts because we were in for quite a ride.
And we really do need to make it through this book today, so let's speed along.
The intensity level here at ABC, I would say during the first week of classes, was very intense.
First week, I was blown apart. My mind was thumping, and it was numb.
I'm concentrating on taking good notes so that I can go back to them, because you can't possibly digest all of this in 7 months.
You can't get enough of the information. You just want to keep taking down notes, and that's exactly what it was like. It's worth every minute of the intensity.
You will discover one thing about your faculty. This is not their job, it's their passion.
The faculty that we have at ABC have been handpicked because of their educational background and their ability to teach, and also their ability, I think, to relate to young people.
Each instructor definitely brings a different character, a different personality to the class. One class I enjoyed from the beginning was the General Epistles class.
That which we have seen and heard, not we didn't just touch Jesus, we touched the Word of Life.
Just going through it verse by verse, Mr. Antion kind of, you know, talking about it, and we could ask questions.
Okay, let's begin.
Mr. Thompson comes in for 3 weeks the beginning of January, and then again for 3 weeks the beginning of the second semester to do Gospels.
Make sure that you don't harden yourself to the efforts of a vine dresser, somebody who's really trying to help you to be better.
He comes in with such passion for what he's doing. He just shows that deep love for the truth, and he instills that in the students as well. I really enjoyed the doctrines classes. We just finished them. That one was really good, just to go through the basic doctrines and to see things laid out step by step.
It's thorough, and it gives us all the scriptures, the concept of sola scriptura, that what we believe is really based on the Bible.
We take one of the 20 fundamental beliefs, and we come at it from a lot of different angles, a lot of the different scriptures and resource material to provide a background to all of the students of our fundamental beliefs.
I've looked forward to Mr. Franks' classes because of what has happened in the past. There's a lot of people who are not here now, and I wanted to make sure that I was doctrinally sound and that I'm exactly where I need to be so far as what I understand and what I believe. And
all right, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
The Epistle of Paul is absolutely amazing.
Mr. Johnson brings out the real-life application of everything. He brings out the emotion and the life behind the scriptures.
So he begins to explain it in this sense. He says, not with the old leaven, meaning basically the old way of life that you used to live. We should understand that Christianity is not a modification of the way we used to live.
The way it's brought across is like a father instructing his children, and it's the format of the class is fantastic.
It's amazing. I know I would find myself just crying in class because he gets emotional, and he really brings out everything that we should be learning from this, and it was an incredible class.
How do you describe Epistles of Paul? It is a joy to teach that class, to go through it, to immerse yourself day after day, year after year, in this kind of material. It's exciting, it's interesting, it's so practical, and I think in the process you come to not only understand those passages, you come to understand Paul, and he becomes a real person to you. And to be able to break it down, clarify it, look at it, and say, what does it say? And to show how the truth of God is the same down through the ages, that it isn't different back then, that Paul didn't have a different theology than Peter, and all of those things. To show the unity of God's truth and God's word through all of his servants is, again, I think a very valuable part.
The teachers, I find, are very genuine. They're very candid when we ask them questions, and it helps when you know where your teachers are coming from, and you can respect them for being very solid in what's important.
I don't think we had a class that we didn't like. There was something to be gained out of all of them.
My favorite thing about ABC is what we're learning. I think it's exciting to learn more about God's way in the Bible. It's been eye-opening. Over the years, you put together the pieces, but this makes it a more complete picture.
Another thing that surprised me was how fast the material's coming at me. I mean, my binders, I'm out of materials that I brought from home as far as paper, pencils. It's surprising how quickly they can get through the material. You sit down and you're a kid and you're like, oh, the Bible. I mean, there's probably people that have started reading it and they don't finish until like they're 60. And we're plowing through it at such a rapid rate. That was really surprising for me.
The thing that was different than what I expected was really some of Dr. Levy's classes. I was really looking for lecture and going into detail scripture by scripture, and I had not considered that the book of Psalms is just so big you simply don't have time to go through it scripture by scripture. So we're covering concepts and big ideas and just covering the general gist of what is there.
Well, the program has changed somewhat from primarily lecture. Essentially, it was the Southwest Airlines of educational programs, a bag of peanuts, but no big lunch to go with it. The concern then was passing on the doctrines of the church to a body of people, mostly young people. And one of our concerns has been that too often students don't have time to assimilate, digest, think about, meditate on what they're learning, because it's all being imparted a little too fast.
Doing the whole Bible in 7 months is really a demanding, it's a demanding timeline.
When the ABC program was first proposed and eventually approved in August of 1999, it was envisioned to be a 9-month program. But because it could not get off the ground at a time to make that possible, it began in January. And that's where it sort of stayed up until this time. But we have found over the years that it became difficult to complete all the courses, and so instructors found themselves rushed or cutting material, condensing very much, and it was difficult for both instructors and students.
By the time you present your material, the opportunity to ask questions in my class is very limited.
While we encourage questions, a lot of times as an instructor, I feel frustrated because I have to say, well, we don't have time to discuss that right now. I'll discuss it with you later, or we can do it privately. Or one of my favorites is to say, Dr. Levy will answer that. One of those things, those are fine. But I think we just have found that we need a little more time.
So beginning in September of this year, we will shift our calendar to begin in September and run through May and move from a 7-month to a 9-month program that parallels a typical college academic year.
The biggest benefit, I believe, for the students with a 9-month program will be the time that they will have to digest the information that's given to them.
Maybe a little bit less lecture, a little bit more class discussion, a little more time for synthesis.
When we first brought this up and discussed it, one of the first agreements all of us as instructors made is we're not going to add extra material to the program. We're simply going to be able to have the time to use what we have more effectively.
You think, I don't know if 2 months will make that big of a difference, and maybe it won't make a huge difference, but it'll be enough where people will be a little bit more able to digest it.
It's going to be like going to a fine restaurant and sitting down after you've had your meal, you have your dessert and your coffee, and you sit and you have a little conversation after you've had the nice meal. So I would use that as an analogy.
At lunchtime, you get an hour and a half break almost. People sometimes bring their lunches in, mostly.
Lunch really gives you time to bond with other people. You know, a lot of students have to rush right off to work, right after class. So lunch really gives you time to connect with the people who are in your class and with home office staff and with the faculty.
You may have choir practice or meetings or just be able to hang out, actually relax for a little while.
People get done early, they'll head into the warehouse, play some pool after lunch. Sometimes they'll hang out, play a chess game or two.
Once the sun comes out, everybody goes outside. Mr. Kylo comes down to play catch sometimes. Fun things happen.
It gives you some free time. It's a good break in the day.
We had a Super Bowl party here at ABC. There's a lot of work that went into it.
That was an interesting experience, getting to deal with the home office support crew and trying to get everything. Can we do this? Can we do that? We didn't have officers set up yet and a student council or anything, so I think it was a good starter.
The decorations were fantastic. I was really surprised when I came in here and saw decorations. Even on the main entrances, there were footballs that looked like it had busted through the glass. It was just like the icing on the cake of decorations. And then we come in here and there's balloons everywhere and there's wallpaper all over the wall.
The Super Bowl party was a lot of fun. I helped out with just some of the preparations for it, and I also helped with the decorations, painting some of the things and helping put things up on the wall.
There was food. We had a ice cream eating competition at halftime. It was ridiculous, and it was quite an experience.
I've been involved in a variety of activities, one with which was the variety show. At the end of the day, that was a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed singing, and was really fun just watching everybody else. I loved the ABC skits that all the guys did, and it was hilarious.
I got to narrate a very silly skit that the class put together called Real Biblical Heroes.
It must have taken a lot of training to get ready for this.
Oh, it did.
Performance.
I did.
A lot of physical.
I practice my bow and arrow all the time.
Yeah.
I definitely lift weights.
Genesis presents Real Biblical Heroes. Real Biblical Heroes. We salute you, Mr. Harry Birthright Trader. You are a man of the field, but after a long day of unsuccessful hunting, your belly is now your prey. As gullible as a miniature schnauzer, you trade your birthright for a mere bowl of soup. I'm not saying you're pathetic or anything, but that's pretty pathetic.
People have been a growth factor just because at home, in college, I am around people, but I don't share with them the most important things in my life, and I can't talk with them about everything. And people here I can open up to and discuss the things that really matter and be around them all the time, which is amazing.
The day-to-day interaction you have with other students at ABC really is what makes the experience what it is. You develop a camaraderie, you develop a candidness with them.
When you're in an environment that's positive and uplifting and you know God's there with you every single step of the way, I found that it really helped me face the things I needed to face in my character building. It does that for a lot of people.
Being at home office has opened my eyes to a lot of things that I always took for granted, okay? My good news is in my mailbox, that's awesome. I don't know how that happened.
We've taught the classes in or adjacent to the home office right from the beginning. I think that's a good thing as well, in that it gives the students a chance to see the working of the church.
I actually enjoy helping out at the stuffing parties at the home office and the mailroom. It was great to see, you know, the many names of people around the world. It's just incredible how many issues we stuffed, so it was like it never ended.
I just couldn't help but look at some of the places they were going. There was Chile and Nicaragua and many places around the world, and that was pretty fulfilling personally for anyone who's involved in that, I believe, to realize that what we're doing here is having an impact around the world and touching a lot of lives.
Being here and seeing how many people are actually involved and how the people are actually taking your magazine, putting the label on it, putting it in the mailbox. And I know when I was stuffing envelopes, I was looking at the names like, oh, I wonder if this person realizes that there's probably 5 or 10 other people that have handled this, saw their name and said, oh, I hope this works out for them. I hope they enjoy this. I hope this gets to their heart and helps them.
Over the years, we have had a few who have actually been able to work part-time for the church. Currently this year, we have employed several who are helping out in mail processing, for example, to help cover the needs that we have.
Working at the home office is amazing. What I do is I'm working up in data entry. I get the cards that people send in, whether from whatever magazine they've got. They've said, this is my name, my address, I want such and such magazine. I've gotten every single state in the union. I've gotten some foreign countries, but it just makes me realize how far the work is going, how many people we're reaching, how many people want to know about Christ, about the holy days, about everything. And it's so exciting, and it makes it real for me. And it is really encouraging.
It helps us in the sense that we need some help getting those things done. There's a lot to do. At the same time, it is also a tremendous experience for them to be able to have that hands-on experience of seeing what's going on.
They've also done car washes. They've also done charity auctions.
I think one of my highlights from ABC was watching our class come together to put on our charity auction.
Everyone worked very, very hard to put this together.
As a class, we really cared about each other a lot and did feel like a family, but there was something about putting together this event that we were able to do where every single person in our class played a role in it in one way or another. We had heads of different areas, whether it was organizing the servers for the evening, or we had one person who coordinated the drama club that put on the entire variety show.
We wrote skits. We came up with menus. We invited the whole congregation.
Each and every person in the class found a way to use their strengths, and sometimes strengths they didn't even know they had, that they were able to draw on and learn from in order to put this evening together.
it was just a fun time, and I think that everyone, you know, really enjoyed putting all the effort for something good.
I think having gone through that experience, having been able to serve at the home office, to serve my class, it made me more aware of looking for opportunities to serve.
And maybe you just weren't aware or never even thought about it before. You know, oh, I could help, you know, with Sabbath school, or I could just help in the kitchen if there's a potluck. You don't always think about these things, and I think ABC really gets you to look at this because it puts you right in there where you don't really have a choice. You're doing this for other people and you're serving them, you know, as you should serve God.
Giving his inspirational speech entitled Consider the Lilies, please welcome El Presidente, Brandon Zolder.
Last year, we moved the speech from just kind of a club thing to a class where the students go through and they give 8 different kinds of speeches in the course of a year. It's totally voluntary, not everybody is in it, and you know, we evaluate one another, we work with each other in that way, and it's borne a lot of good fruit. It would be foolish to think that in that short period of time, you transform somebody who is afraid to speak into a polished speaker. But it's really amazing to see the progress that takes place. At the end of the year, we have a speech banquet, and then we also have a speech assembly, where the students in the labs choose representatives of at least 6 of the speeches that have been given in the course of the year. And we choose individuals who've given interesting speeches to come in and present it to the whole student body. And it's a really great experience, and some of those speeches are so much fun, and we just really enjoyed them a lot.
She's the first grandchild to our family and my first niece. Lily inspires me because I fully believe that God revealed a depth of love to me when that girl was born. One of my favorite things Lily does is she runs up to me. It doesn't matter where I'm at in the house, and she'll hold out her hand and she'll just say, come on, buddy. That's what she calls me, buddy. We have to work on that. But she runs up and she grabs my hand, she's like, come on, buddy, and I have no idea where we're going. And most of the time, she doesn't know either. I'm so willing to help out my niece. Whenever she needs anything, I just want to give everything I possibly can to help her out. She asks, and bam, I've done it. I want to do it. And I think we just need to kind of revert back to that childlike attitude where we need to go to God, completely lay out ourselves to Him, and completely submit to Him. And He's willing to help. He wants to help. He loves us more than we can understand. He loves us so much, He gave His only Son. And that is just incredibly inspiring.
Our God is an awesome God.
Mr. Shoemaker is one of the best choir instructors that I've ever had.
1, 2, 3.
Mr. Shoemaker is just wonderful in what he's doing. He's coming, he lives an hour away from the home office, and he comes twice, maybe a couple more times a week, just to come here to help us to learn how to sing and to learn how to praise God with our voices.
I feel very strongly about music. Music is so important to God. Was important in the temple under David, and I feel it's so important now. It's a way of preaching the gospel, and I try to instill this.
For one thing, you have to mean what you're singing. Think about the words you're singing.
He focuses not just so much on the technical aspects of singing, but I mean, that is important to make sure you're on key, but also to remember that you're ultimately singing for God and that you need to have that as your focus.
They need to pray about the music ahead of time. They need to think about the words. I ask them to actually pray the words of the music before we ever sing the music so that they will understand that it's actually a dedication to God, first and foremost.
He always reminds us that we're not doing this for ourselves, and He's very inspiring, and what he's doing to provide this special music for God is just incredible.
We were able to go to many small congregations where our chorale actually doubled the size of their church, and most of the time they had a wonderful potluck for us, and we were able to actually meet all these people and give them an experience of a bigger church with just us coming, and they very much enjoyed it.
The response is always very positive when we go to the different churches on both sides. Every year I have students tell me that they're so concentrated in the studies of ABC that they don't really get out to travel to any other area except for the Chorale. And when they go to the different areas, then they make new relationships, new friendships. We've even had a couple that met their future husband or wife when we went on these tours around the Cincinnati area.
Some of the areas have actually said when they have come that it's the highlight of their year. So we've seen that development of the students being able to interact with the brethren and the students being able to interact with each other so that they can bond more closely together.
It's great because a lot of us who had never sang before special music really came out and got to do that.
Every year we have anywhere from 2 to 8 people in the average chorale that tell me they've never sang in any type of music situation at all. And they sometimes start out very rough, but by the end of the year, and with the law of God's help, they combine in a pretty good group.
The greatest outcome of ABC that we want to see is what you become, not what you know. Now, what you know is critically important. There will be a passing on of knowledge, but the critical outcome is what we do with it, what we become.
ABC, you're given a whole lot. You're given a lot of knowledge. You're given a lot of life experience. You're given a lot of experience just working with people and issues that come up, but you're required to act on that. God requires us to use what we've been given.
Prospective students come to me and ask me, well, you've been to ABC, what do you think? And I say to them, well, you need to count the cost. It's a commitment. What you learn here is precious, priceless knowledge. You need to take it with you.
You know, we've had people come for all kinds of reasons. And sometimes, even though they've learned, they've benefited, they've grown from the program, sometimes if they had understood a little bit more what they were getting involved in, they might have made the decision to come a little later. They might have been a little bit more mature. They might have been a little more prepared for the program.
Now, I was 22 when I graduated college, and at 18, I really feel the maturity level was not there to be here as far as the desire to learn about the Bible. I've matured a lot in the last 4.5 years, and I think it would be much better. It would have been much better for me to come now than to come when I was just getting out of high school.
It's not like a regular college program where somebody comes in, they go to class, they've got an hour's break, they go to the library, they come back for another class, and so on. Not that that's necessarily all that easy, but we bring the students in and they're with us for a solid 7-8 hours each day. Trying to come straight out of high school for most people is probably not the best idea. Getting a little bit of college, a year or 2 years, even getting a degree and then coming, I really feel like that's a good thing to do. And certainly one of the things that we would say too, some people have said, well, what about with this new schedule that you've got, won't that affect students with their scholarship? We would always tell them, if you have a scholarship, stick with it. Don't jeopardize your scholarship to come here too early. You can come after you finish that education. So I think that would be a part of what we'd want to say too, is just so they understand, yes, we want you here, but this isn't just an extension of camp, and it isn't just like high school. It's a very intense program, and there needs to be a certain level of maturity and responsibility to be able to step into that.
If you go because that's what everybody else does, and oh, this is what you're supposed to do, or this is the trend, then you're not going to get what you can get out of it.
Every morning you have to wake up and you have to say, okay, I have the opportunity to participate in this program. I have the opportunity to learn these things.
ABC is a life-changing experience if you come for the right reasons. It will change your life and make you a far better person.
My emotions towards the end of the year. In a way, it was heartbreaking because we had been together for 7 months and here we are saying goodbyes. It went so quick, and the relationships that we all built would not come to an end, but we would have to go our separate ways. and it was like reality, you know, just hit us all. We were in this nice bubble at ABC, and, you know, suddenly we were having to go back to whatever it was we were doing beforehand.
There are a lot of emotions going around on graduation day. You want to give students a good send-off, and you want students to have a nice send-off, but you also know that this is the last day that they may even be together forever. I mean, they may never see each other in this life, because a lot of them come from different parts of the country, and indeed, some cases, different parts of the world.
I made some of the closest friends that I've ever had during ABC. I have people now who are my sisters, who are my brothers, who I know that I can call or email any time of the day or night if I need them. And we've called each other for many different things and supported each other through all kinds of different trials during ABC and after. You have people who you know are walking the same path you are, even if it's on the opposite side of the country. And that means a lot.
What gets me excited about ABC, and you can't really understand this until you go to the program, but seeing how God takes people from all different backgrounds, all different ages, all different stages of life, and allows them to come together for 7 months, 9 months now, and work together and strengthen one another through the ABC program, and how, with God, quite awesomely, all things are possible when you work together and you realize that these are people who God has placed in your life at this time.
Erin Shannon Roscoe.
And I came out of ABC having grown immensely.
We came out of ABC with knowledge that I had never imagined that I'd come out of ABC with. It was intense, but it was an amazing experience, and I learned a lot.
Even if you go back to the same job, the same school, the same family you left, you're a different person when you come back. And you have to really take a little bit of time to reevaluate, to kind of digest everything that happened. I really feel like I grew more after ABC than I did during ABC.
I have notes that can last me a lifetime, and that just alone is a pearl of great price.
We take a lot of it home in our notes and in our minds or on our laptops, but it's a tease. There's so much more. We're still growing, and I think it's going to be inspiring to me to leave here and know that you just started. You have a lot to do, and that need to learn more, to pick up more information. You're never done learning from the Bible and from what God has to say to you.
Oh, the change that they can have in hopefully the love of the Bible, the love of the truth, the inspiration to try to walk in the ways of God Almighty and Jesus Christ, and to be able to have that knowledge in their hands as they leave is awesome.
I was expecting to gain a lot of knowledge here, and I realized that that's not really the right reason to come. If you're going to get a lot of knowledge, yeah, you're going to get it, but you can't just have a whole bunch of knowledge and not put it to use. You have to actually go and use it.
If you walk out of here and you have nothing more with you than a greater knowledge of what that book says, then we failed you. Because I want them to walk out of here with a passion for the truth. This program isn't about coming here and staying here. It's about coming here, learning, and going back and becoming pillars in the congregation. You can't have too many pillars.
You can contribute so much to other people's lives.
You have to realize, hey, you know, this isn't about me, but I'm a part of what God's doing.
I encourage each one of us to continue building godly character and to live the way of give.
I would say the biggest thing that I took out of ABC was being aware of God in my life, of really looking for His guidance and His will in everything that I do, and on a day-to-day, you know, minute-to-minute basis through what I do in a day, looking to glorify God in what I do. I don't think I was nearly so aware of that before ABC.
When it comes down to it, if I made enough time, I'm not saying I could, but if I made enough time, I could go through the Bible and hope to learn what I'm learning here on an intellectual level. But the relationships that we have here with the other students, with the staff that we see every day, with the instructors, you can't get that if you're not here.
We realize, in a sense, what we're doing as instructors here in this program is we're planting some seeds. Chances are good that we may not even be alive when those seeds bear their fruit. That's okay. because the people that planted the seeds in our lives sometimes aren't alive either. But the seeds are there, and the fruit's being born. And likewise with these, we have confidence that the fruit's going to be born on down the road.
Seeing the young adults, those straight out of school, coming and changing their perspective makes me go, wow, you know, and it just makes me so proud of the whole program. And it's a wonderful program for the young people and to pass on to the next generation.
ABC is, it's the biggest blessing that has ever happened to me personally, and I would recommend it to anyone who wants to come or has even thought about coming.
Anybody has an opportunity to come to ABC. If you're thinking about it, pray about it and see if God can make a way for you to come. I think this is a wonderful experience for anyone and one of the best things I've done in my life.